Welcome to the show. Drive safe. There's no need to go fast. Roads are wet. So is Matt. Chiefs play Saturday, 6:30 against the Tampa Bay Bucks. I wonder if Baker plays this week. You know, got a little bit of a contract in the air.
I think he's going to play.
His backup looked pretty decent against Scrubs, which is Scrub is the guy that, you know,
gets no love.
That's right.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Okay.
What? I'm just saying they made that announcement.
It was just funny the way you said it, man. Like, he's going to play.
He's going to play. Yes, he will be on the field.
It was just funny to me.
One of the reasons that I mentioned to you yesterday is that it's the biggest preseason game of the year. You're going to play a starting quarterback. It's the only time you'll play a starting quarterback. You'll probably see Chris Godwin, Noah Mecca Igbuka. You'll see Kate Otten. You'll see Bucky. Well, maybe not Bucky. You'll see they got other good running backs, too. So
yeah, where did Rashad White go? Pittsburgh?
I can't remember, yeah.
And is that where he went?
And they got Sean Tucker there. I think, I don't know.
How long do you expect to see people in this game?
Two drives.
Commanders. Yeah,
probably. Commanders, that's right. Yeah, I think two drives.
I mean, the old school version of preseason, everybody knew what it was going to be, right? You played the first quarter, then you played, you know, the first half, and then the third preseason game you played into the second half, you know, get that, let's practice coming out of the locker room at halftime nonsense. Okay, fine, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth preseason game, nobody played. It sure seems like now, though, all of that obviously has been thrown out the window, but like everybody's just kind of doing their own thing. There's no kind of set plan like there kind of used to be in the NFL. I think everybody's just kind of looking at it on their own. I don't recall a time where we didn't even see guys traveling to preseason games like we did with the Rams. You know, I don't ever remember seeing that. But the flip side, it makes a lot of sense. These guys are going to their opener in Australia here pretty soon, and they're going to be on the, you know, traveling that 19 hours or whatever it is. So you want to limit these guys, and if they're not going to play, it does make sense not to bring them. But it goes to show you how much the preseason really has changed since we've added this 17th game, and then they're going to add the 18th, and then they're only going to have two preseason games, and then it'll be interesting to see what they do from there. So I don't know how teams approach this anymore. I think everybody's just kind of on their own and just does it differently however they feel necessary with this stuff.
Did you guys talk yesterday about Goodell's comments about expanding?
Oh yeah.
Did you guys guess, like, did you try to figure out like where teams would put, like, no, probably England, I mean, for sure is one.
I would imagine
England,
London is probably Germany. They're gonna have to do a division over there. I mean, that's really the only way they're gonna be able to do this thing and make it work from a players association thing and travel. I mean, seriously, like, you're asking guys to go play in Europe. And look, London to New York is a little bit longer of a flight than New York to LA. It's not that much longer, okay? But if you're coming from Kansas City, if you're coming from L.A., if you're coming from Seattle, if you're coming from Florida, you know, all these other places.
This might be a dumb question. If you're L.A., do you fly around?
I think you fly,
or do you
actually
fly
look
over
at the
United States.
You fly over the northern part of Canada go. Yeah.
I didn't know if it'd be quicker to shoot around the opposite
way. No, because I look at flight pattern. I'm a flight geek.
Because it's flat Earth.
Yeah, it is, right. Yeah, just flat, yeah. aviation geek right here. I love tracking planes and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you got kind of go up over Canada and over. It's, you know. But even however you go, it's a long flight. So you would have to establish some sort of, you know, division over
there.
Don't
like it.
I hate it. Yeah. It's
say
really,
goodbye to the NFL.
Well, that's, I mean.
Say goodbye, my baby.
But what are you going to do? You're going to expand, again, 36 teams to make this potentially work? It just doesn't. There's not enough talent out there
What's
to
the
make
Michael
36
Scott
teams.
Chip? No. God, no.
Yeah, right, right. No, please. No, yeah, no, no. My God, no, no, no. But that's what you're looking at. You're looking at, you know, you're going to have to expand it to more than obviously one team. You'd have to put a division over there for travel purposes because the players aren't going to go for this, right? I'm not moving halfway across the world and then having to commute back and forth to play all these games. And I saw a story yesterday that somebody was suggesting, and I forget who it was, but it was actually a decent enough idea. If you're going to have these teams over there, then you need to build an American football headquarters where all the visiting teams will stay and can go over there and get acclimated with practice fields, weight room, all that kind of stuff. Mm. If you're going to have teams over there playing in those games. And so, and then they said, then you'd have to build one of those here in the United States for the European teams that would come over to the United States to play so they could have their practice time over here. It just sounds to me like when I look at something like that, it's absolutely ridiculous to try to do something like that for a league that's based in this country. Like, you're not going to see the EPL add teams in the United States. You're just not going to see somebody do something like that. Or you're not going to see, you know, I don't know, the Japanese Baseball League add teams into the United States. It just doesn't make fiscal sense, and it doesn't make, you know, logical sense to have those guys playing in four teams or whatever it could be potentially based in Europe when 32 of them are based in the United States. And again, the lack of talent in sports. I mean, we don't have enough talent to fill all these teams. Pro talent.
Somebody just needs to tell, like, Goodell, like your buddy that's flying with confidence, you know, he's got it, you know, square jaw, chiseled body, but like, it's like, hey man, hey, you don't need to go do that right now. Like, just relax. Like, hey, Goodell, your league is fine right now. Like, you don't need to do this. If you go this much bigger, this could be something that could be detrimental to the future of this franchise, this whole entire league.
Greed kills.
Greed. Look at what's going on with the Dodgers.
One of seven deadly sins.
I mean, this thing in L.A. right now with this Mark Walter, this owner, I mean, it gets crazier by the day. He's trying now to sell the TV network to get more money to pay for this stuff that he owes money on. I mean, this guy is in such debt, and this may be the reason we don't get a salary cap in Major League Baseball, because of this guy and what's going on right now, because there is so much deferred money that still needs to be paid off. And if he goes bankrupt and they get a new owner, you're going to ask a new owner to take on $1.7 billion in contracts in the future? I mean, this is going to get very ugly for Major League Baseball. This Mark Walter guy, man, he's in it. He's trying to sell literally everything, and he tried to sell the TV network, and the cable company's like, no, we're not interested in that. So that tells you how down bad this cat is. He's literally selling everything he owns to try to make up this money that he owes.
Barbara's son.
Yeah, he's the lawyer for Streisand. Yeah,
cousin. Yeah. Barbara's cousin. Yeah. Are we going to call it the IFL then?
Well, it's national because, yeah, it'd be International Football League. Yes. Yeah, it'd have to be the IFL.
We're going to get international flights at MCI now?
Probably not. No. Yeah.
Would you take that if you got international flights?
Would I take it? What do you mean?
Like, would you take an International Football League if we got international flights?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. Uh-uh.
I thought that was the one thing in your life that you were waiting to get one.
I don't need it.
Is that
going to
be
either.
The Bob Fesco, like, finally, he's going to be like at a gate going to like Spain or something like that, flying out of MCI?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Just Breakfast
go to
Club?
Chicago.
Yeah. Don't you? Flight is now boarding, sir. Please get on the plane.
Yeah.
Robert Fesco. Robert, yeah, sorry, I'm still posing. Yeah. Been waiting 40 years for this.
Give me that. But I think it's ridiculous. And that is like greed kills everybody, man. And that, look, again, that's why the Dodger thing is like greed is killing all of this stuff right now. Don't be a stooge. Follow what everybody else is doing. Take a step back. Sometimes it's okay just to sit there and go, hey, we got the NFL. We don't need more money. Who's ever said that?
I am greedy for Chiefs football to get back, because this week's game is going to be the closest thing we'll get to real-time action with real-time players. And don't forget, Friday night, the franchise is back.
The Chiefs have been so damn good for so many years.
We're about to go back! It's Mahomes' house!
It couldn't happen to us.
Most disastrous set of results occurred for the Chiefs.
And the Chargers are going to win and knock the Chiefs out of the playoffs.
Sometimes you just need peace and quiet.
I get to come back to my roots.
Somebody that's made it, that's also giving back to where you come from and what you're about.
Appreciate y'all, boys, man.
I want to play a major part in this community.
This is where I learned how to compete, the toughness, the grit.
Whenever you all go through something hard together, it has a way of bonding everybody in a certain way.
I love you, brother.
Always, dog.
I don't know if you can imagine it, the way it's played out, all the success that we've had.
That's what we do, dog. That's the start, dog. We ain't nowhere near done.
We had 3 Super Bowls, going to 5, and we're not done yet.
Last season. Focusing on now, and your mindset's got to be right for that.
You got to continue to work and get better and better and go throughout practice.
None of this is going to come easy, man.
Great mindset today, great mindset.
I mean, and prove to the coaches, prove to the doctors and everybody that I'm the same quarterback I was before, if not better. And then we trust in each other to go out there and execute.
I know that I'm hard.
Big time.
Bricked up. I love that series. Because I don't know, they still kind of have their thing Whereas like inside the NFL, it just feels like it's, you know, and I get it. You could say that I'm biased because I am, but like the production and all that and everybody is put us in all that work for that program and that production. And then, you know, you get to see like the local people talk about the local team. And then you get kind of little bits and pieces of the journey because you know what episode one is, from the high horse to the bottom of the floor,
yep.
right? That's
yep.
that's what it was. And you heard Pete Sweeney say, like, didn't think this was going to happen to us. And then you get the great clip in there. The Chargers win and knock the Chiefs out of the playoffs. Because that doesn't dig a little bit.
Ooh, that's a boo.
Yeah, right? And you get that Friday night.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, not like pissed.
No, I'm pissed. It's time to go.
So you don't get like, you know, you get Friday night, the franchise will air. On the YouTube channel, right? And then Saturday you get a game. And then by then, man, I don't know if you're not all in on the saddle, you better hurry up because you got 3.5 weeks until football gets mm-hmm. started. And
3 weeks from tonight.
Right. And the Super Bowl rematch. And then Thursday's the Australia game with San Francisco and the Rams.
Right.
Which San Francisco may not come back from Australia.
But they may not. They might may just stay
like,
there.
You know what? This is actually pretty nice. Nobody's sneezing and blowing their MCL.
Nobody's getting hurt down here. We're going to stay. Maybe that's why they're going for a week to get the hell away from that electrical plant out there.
Now. But sometimes videos like that get me. And a video yesterday, I obviously was out yesterday, but then I get home and, you know, get on the phone and start looking at stuff. And I see videos from camp. And I have to admit, when it came to Mahomes' knee, I was kind of playing it cool, kind of like, you know, I think he's fine. Like, I know he's not going to be 100%. That's a given. Like, I don't care what, you know, people are saying. I think he's going to play, but I don't really know how effective he's going to be. That was kind of like the spider web in the back of the brain. Like, okay, like, let's be real, Dusty. Like, I get it. Like, the Jason Tatum thing kind of scared me a bit. I'm not going to lie. Like, Tatum came back. We kind of used those comps during the basketball season. Like, hey, look, court sport, Achilles injury, Jason Tatum came back, and then we saw what happened to Jason Tatum. It was like, okay, maybe he wasn't ready to come back. So then I get that doubt. And I think that's human nature sometimes when, you know, you use something as a comparison. Now, I know it's a completely different injury and a completely different sport. But, man, that video they posted of Mahomes yesterday where he ran out, stopped, cut, came back, and threw it. I was like, okay, I'm not worried about the knee right now. Like, that gave me enough security to think, okay, if he's doing this now, because I know he's not played a game, and I was talking to Christian Acero, who does the character concerns with Jay Binkley last night, is with the Royals game. And I was like, man, I think he's going to be fine. And he's like, who? And I was like, Mahomes. He's like, yeah. I was like, that video. And he even said, he goes, when he made that cut, he's like, that was what he said to me was like, that was what I needed to see. And I'm like, that's where I'm at. And so not every time do the social media videos get you. Like, I know we've seen them already with Mahomes throwing it, but I hadn't really seen much of the side to side. And like when I got my ACL surgery, the doctor that I had said the ligament is the one that supports the left to right movement, not the front and back movement.
Okay.
Right. So when you think about it and you go, you know, wiggle your knee left and right, that's what the ACL really holds together. And so when Mahomes did that move, I was like, that the Leonardo DiCaprio from
Joe Van.
I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, that's it. You know, now I still, and I know this is sick and twisted, but I still want to see him get hit. Not like blown up or like, you know, below the waist.
You mean like Jackson Dart got on Saturday?
No, I don't want to see anybody get hit like that. Not even Jackson Dart. I want to see him in action. And I know I'm not going to probably get to see that until week one. I don't really think he's going to play. I could be wrong come Saturday and he plays, you know, one series, which I'd still be okay with that because I want to see him out there. But that video clip I saw where he ran, stopped, planted, and threw it let me know he's ready, and then also puts the thought in my brain, like, maybe he is just a freak healer.
Yeah, he is, and that's kind of where I am with this. Like, I never doubted Patrick Mahomes because of everything that we've seen, his body of work. And
I don't think it was doubt on my part. I think it was just more so, like, I wasn't sure, like, how much he was going to be ready.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I knew he was going to play once, like you told us, and once we saw the reports keep coming out and flooding, like, months later, I didn't have the doubt that he was going to play. It was, like, the doubt of, like, what's he going
to
have?
Yeah. And to me, it's like, he's the one guy I just like, I know what he's going to do and I know how he's going to be because we've seen this guy now for a decade. He's conquered everything that's been put in front of him. It's been really amazing, right? I mean, twisted knee, bum, you know, whatever, ankle, all this kind of stuff. He heals differently. And I was reading something the other day about Patrick Mahomes and his rehab, and I think it was a quote that was from, it was either from Chad O'Shea or it was from Eric Bieniemy. I think it was from Eric Bieniemy, and he was talking about Mahomes, and, you know, he goes, I get in there, he's already in there rehabbing, and he stays, you know, the arrive early, stay late type of stuff that you always see. But just the way that Eric Bieniemy was talking about it is like, you know, this guy is dedicated. And with the way that Patrick Mahomes has played for us, and he has played for every one of us here in Kansas City. What he's doing out there is for all of us here in Chiefs Kingdom, not just for himself, not just for his teammates. He's playing for us. And what I see from Patrick Mahomes for the last 10 years that he's been playing for us is he's not going to let us down. No matter what happens, Patrick Mahomes looks at it like, I'm getting back in there and I'm going to play. And then he's faced with an injury that is catastrophic, ends the season. People are wondering what's going to happen with Patrick Mahomes. The next day, he's rehabbing and getting this thing better, and he's on that flight to Dallas to get that surgery minutes after that thing happens. He just attacks things differently, and professional athletes are in a different category, and then the great professional athletes are in a completely different category, and that's where Patrick Mahomes is for me. And what got me, the video got you, this is so stupid, but it got me yesterday, and I go, it's time. The Chiefs yesterday tweeted out, the number 18 spot belongs to number 15, and put that clock up there, the alarm clock, and then the picture of Patrick Mahomes. And I'm like, oh, he's ready. He is so dialed in because he was ranked the 18th best player in the NFL by his peers. And so Patrick Mahomes now, knee injury, check. Oh, I'm 18. Fine. I got 17 other players to be better than this year, and he's going to go out and do it. I just think it's going to be a monster season, guys, or it's going to be a complete failure. But no, I feel like it's just going to be a monster season for him.
For him specifically, there's no question in my mind. He is going to play incredibly well. He's going to be poised. He's going to be refreshed. He's going to be renewed, and the offense looks the same way. Him specifically, I will speak for. He is going to be amazing this season. He's going to be the best quarterback in football, which hasn't really changed in my opinion, but the stats will show that again. What percent do you think he's at week one?
85.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And I think 85% of Mahomes is still better than 100% two-thirds of the NFL
Joe Burrow
quarterbacks.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Drew.
Yeah, I'll go honestly like 95, and I think that 5% is honestly just playing.
Yeah,
I think he's ready.
I didn't want to be hyperbolic, Bob, but I would go 100.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm there. No, when it comes to Mahomes, it's just different, and it's like, yeah, you can say he does heal differently, which he does. I think that's part of it. But his work ethic is just like that of a legend, that of a GOAT, and that's why he's here.
Yeah, and that's what it is too. Certain guys are just different, right? And this guy has never failed at anything, right? He's attacked everything with 1,000% effort. And when he got injured, I'm like, oh, that's the best guy to get injured, because you know he's going to go out there and he's going to rehab it. And I remember over the years talking to players, and you know, Mike DeVito was big on this back in the day, and you know, him and DJ injured their Achilles at the same time. And I remember DeVito and DJ both saying they were glad they had each other to train with during the season, all of this to kind of push each other through, because it's a lonely place when you get injured, right? There's nobody there to be with you. Your teammates are doing other things, or they're on vacation, and you're rehabbing this thing. And thank God for Bobby Stroop and, you know, Julie and you know, all the folks over there, you know, at Arrowhead that have helped through this entire process. But man, I think rehabbing, from my experience by just talking to these guys, it's much more difficult than going out there and practicing and doing that normal thing. It's a pain in the ass to rehab.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, seeing him do that move, I know it's not a whole lot, or maybe you don't think about it, but it's like one of those things that's maybe minute that could be massive, because that's not only that lets me know that, like, when he said that quote, what was it, a week ago? Like, I sometimes just forget about it. I don't think about the knee injury sometimes. I just go out there and play. Like, that was one of those things, like, if you were still thinking about it or you were cautious about your knee, you would possibly not do that. And he literally ran outside, cut, stop, drop, threw a pass right to Rashee Rice, catch. Who knows what the first down was, but it still is like, that's something you wanted to see.
It reminds me, he reminds me of a child, and that's a good thing, because he, like, the naive and the fearlessness and the love of life that Patrick Mahomes has too. I mean, I wish we could all have that love of life that guy has, but he reminds me of a kid. Don't do that. I'm going to do that. And I think in a situation like this, where
don't
he's rehabbing
touch the
that,
butt, Nemo.
Yeah, don't touch anything. Stop. Put your socks up. Don't do this. Don't do that. Right. And Patrick, listening to anybody. And I think in a situation like this, it's okay to push that kind of stuff, because that's how you speed up that recovery and you get back to where you want to be. And that's playing. And nobody's going to hold Patrick Mahomes back. Like, God forbid there would be something where, okay, you're not cleared to play in the first game, And even if they hit his helmet, he would still go out there and try to play in that game. And so I think that that storyline now for everybody, it's now let's see what happens once the first ball is snapped, because I don't think there's anybody right now that's going, I don't know about Mahomes. And if you are, then you're just waking up.
We have a celebrity on the text line.
Oh, we do? Who?
Yeah, Dr. Chow.
Oh, yeah.
At no point this season will Patrick Mahomes be 90% to 100%. Not at all.
How do you know?
Dr. Chow. But somebody that maybe not going to be 100% this season. Tyquan Thornton injury is kind of scary.
For sure.
As we found out yesterday, the hamstring. Hate that for that position because, as mentioned last night, Danny Hughes was out. And I talked to Danny last night. We were catching up. You know, the obvious question, like, you ready for football? Do you still love it? Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding, Carrington. But, like, I said, you know, are you nervous about the Simmons injury? And he's like, what happened to Josh? I'm like, oh, the back thing. He's like, oh, yeah. It's a back.
Yeah, I mean, I was told it's just rest. He practiced twice yesterday or 2 days ago. And so they're saying
he played 1, 2, and 3 team reps.
Yeah, he did. It's and
stupid.
I heard from somebody that, like, camp needs to end. It's been intense. No, but seriously, like, they're glad today is the last day inside the organization. Like, all right, it's time to go. But, yeah, but Simmons taking all those reps on Monday, that's why he was out yesterday. It was a complete rest for Josh Simmons. So everybody calm.
Okay. And then, you know, I tell him, like, you know, Thornton. And he's like, yeah. He's like, Thornton's injury? I was like, yeah, hamstring. And Dana's reaction said it all. Former wide receiver. And I was like, yeah, it's a hamstring. And Dana just goes, oh. And I was like, oh, yep. And that's the one injury I don't like with receivers is anything to do with the leg, because now you have to let that thing rest.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, and you never know. You get right back out there, and then it hits again. So I don't like that. But
soft tissues injuries suck.
Makes that Keenan Allen signing to the Colts a little bit more stinging, even though it was, 6.25 guaranteed with a $2 million incentive bonuses all scattered into the contract. But, you know, I know Mac was big on Keenan Allen. As maybe a possible sign. But hey, Juju Smith-Schuster's available.
No.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
I mean, he just signed with the Giants 2 weeks ago. He's been available forever.
And gone.
Hey, they could have had him a month ago if they wanted him. He literally signed with the Giants and was cut like the next day, I feel like.
Wasn't that quick? Wow, I thought he'd been on the team for a while.
I don't think so. I feel like they just signed him within the last 2 weeks.
I just know he did a TikTok dance on the streets in New York, and then the next day it was like, Giants are cutting all, like, veteran Juju Smith-Schuster, and the first quote I saw was, by the end of the night, he'll be a Chief.
Yes. He signed on June 1st. He'd been there for the whole...
June 1st. But still, I mean, you know... Two and a half months.
Yeah. That's a while.
Yeah, good for him.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, so it's the weekly Fesco and Dusty poll question, and this seems like a garage question, but which would you rather have, Mahomes' arm or Bobby Wood Jr.'s arm? I think I'm going with Mahomes' arm.
Yeah.
The guy went through 94 miles per hour in high school as a pitcher. So, yeah, dude.
Gosh.
Like, he's got a hose. In fact, there used to be, before we get Jay Binkley on the show, I think his name was Michael Kopich. He pitched for the White Sox.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Him and Mahomes squared off via 1v1 in high school.
Is that who he pitched to? I didn't know that. Kopich. Yeah.
I think Binkley definitely knows the story, so Binkley, get ready.
Binkley wanted Deshaun Watson, though, so who's he to tell us about Mahomes?
And I will say,
Watson, yes!
I think when they squared off in high school, each guy struck out like 17 batters, and I think Mahomes won, or his team won, like 1-0, and there were like 2 total hits. It's something disgusting like that. It's like up there with the Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma, Mahomes, Texas Tech game.
Is this one where Binkley's going to claim he was at that game?
He might have.
Yeah, he was sitting there scouting it.
But yeah, on the Van965's Twitter page, whose arm would you rather have, Patrick Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr.? Somebody says neither. Give me Cags' arm, praise be. Coming up next, Jay Binkley joins the show here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
It happens all the time.
Kansas City, it's Omar Norman Lott. You're listening to Fesco and Dusky on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.